There was a lot of blaster fire behind me, Drysella said as Ben approached. I think Jaina and Valen have been trading bolts with the enemy the whole way.
Blasted Sith.
Ben vaulted over the receiving bench, then turned to face the delivery portal.
Don't they recognize a desperate escape when they see it?
Drysella shrugged.
Maybe they're just as desperate to catch us.
The sound of activating control rings began to growl up from the depths of the freight handling system, and an instant later, Gisela's brother, Balin, came shooting out of the delivery portal. His attention was fixed behind him, and he was holding a blaster pistol with a pinging depletion alarm. Ben began to have a very bad feeling.
Valen, is Jaina?
Jaina's in trouble, Valen interrupted. He rolled off the bench toward Gisela, then ejected the blaster's energy cell, popped in a new one, and holstered the weapon.
She kept calling for cover, but it's hard to fire past someone's head when you keep taking G-loads.
I might have hit her a couple of times.
If she was still firing herself, you did great, Ben assured him. In trouble is better than dead any day.
I'll feel better when she tells me that herself, Valen said. He snapped his lightsaber off its hook and took a position at Gisela's side.
But this is going to get even messier. It sounded like there were dozens of Sith in the tube behind her.
It doesn't matter how many there are,
Drysella said. She stepped over to the control panel on the side of the delivery portal.
Not if they never get here.
Ben smiled.
I like your thinking.
He looked toward Valen.
But we have another problem. There must be a couple hundred Sith out in the main operations hangar, and this storage locker is a dead end. We need an escape route.
Valen nodded and started for the back corner of the warehouse.
I'll cut a bolt hole.
Ben activated his comlink and opened a channel to his father.
We've got Sith following us through the freight system, he said. We're trying to strand them, but no promises. How are you and Rowdy coming with the interface?
If stranding them doesn't work, try to buy some time, Luke replied. Rowdy is plugged into the droid socket, but he can't find the computer core.
An angry whistle sounded over the channel as Rowdy objected to the characterization of the problem. But the groan of control rings was already building down in the cargo tubes, and Ben began to hear the muffled squeal of blaster fire.
Okay, he said. We're about to make a lot of noise back here, so be ready to turn back reinforcements. Let us know as soon as you get those blast doors open.
By the time he finished speaking, the blaster fire had grown louder and more distinct. Ben activated his lightsaber, then positioned himself within easy reach of the delivery portal and drew in a deep breath, trying to clear his mind before the combat began. He still felt angry and frightened for Vestara, but he had to put that aside. Fear led to mistakes, and anger led to, well, someplace he did not want to go.